Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Kathy Perry is here. She's our good friend and a member of our Brain Trust. She is a social media expert and the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. And she's here to continue a series that she and I are working on to help you become better at social media, to help you make social media relevant, and find some kind of an ROI with the social media that you're trying to put together or are putting together for your small business. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. I'm excited to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always, Kathy. Again, I'll just do my standard little preamble. When I go to speak to small business owners, Kathy, around the country, you know, I always ask them, how many of you are struggling to find the way to work social media in successfully? Not just spending time, but successfully, meaning that you see some kind of a return on the time or financial investment you're putting into social media. How many of you are having difficulty with that? You'd be amazed. Well, you might not be, Kathy, but a lot of people might be amazed at how many people raise their hands.
Oh, yeah. Well, small businesses are struggling to figure out the best way to use it for their business. Absolutely.
And yet, social media will ultimately be our best tool. In fact, social media, and again, Kathy, I remind people, I don't like the term. I use it because everybody else uses it. I prefer, for businesses, I prefer building online customer communities. But social media is really custom made for small business, isn't it? Not so much for big business.
It absolutely is, because it gives them the chance to have a dialogue and a relationship with the customer in a way that they normally can't.
Do you think that social media is difficult for small business now because we haven't found a way to separate the noisy, cluttered social part and get it over into a more business type of a structure? You think that may be part of it?
Well, no, I think it's just that there's so much out there. I think it's more about the confusion. It seems like this huge maze. There's so many different sites. There's so many different ways they can do things that
right.
I think there's a lot of confusion.
But don't you think when people go there and they show up and somebody says, oh, hello there, I just had another great meal with my friend. You know, what is, you know, that sort of, I think that turns people off.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't want to be having that kind of engagement yourself when you're talking. But customers are going to talk, or clients are going to talk, and they're going to be sharing things. So you don't want to do that as a business.
Right, exactly. But I think they when they first show up, they wonder, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? What I'm trying to get people to do is to realize that that's not the kind of communities you're trying to build. You're trying to build communities, and that you don't have to join the universe of social media to be successful. You actually can build your own little communities just by inviting people to join, you know, to who are, especially those people who are your customers. Get them to follow you. That's how you start, isn't it?
It is how you start. And one of the great ways to begin is to determine the top 3 to 5 centers of influence for your target market or your niche.
Tell us remind us what a center of influence is. They've heard me use this term, but what do you think it is?
Okay, well, center of influence are those leaders in your niche. So someone who is well-respected, someone who has connections, someone with an audience or a list. It could be even an association, a VP of membership or development at the chamber, head of an organization. So anything that within your target audience niche that they are the respected leader. Mm-hmm. You want to find out who those people are so that you can leverage relationships with them.
I call it the Forrest Gump effect. Remember, Forrest Gump used to show up, beside all the famous people in the movie.
Remember,
I don't know if you remember that or not, but that's what I call it. Just go hang out with people, as you say, who are well respected, and you may be one of those people for all. You may be one of those people on somebody
actually,
else's list.
You are. You are one of those people, Jim.
Somebody. The person that small business owner you and I are talking to, you might be a center of influence on somebody else's list. And so that's something to think about. All right, so determine the top handful or so of centers of influence. Now, what do you ask them to be part of this? How do you get them involved?
Well, it's really having a relationship with them and finding out about them and finding out about their audience and seeing how you might be able to add value
right
to their audience.
And where does this activity happen? Is it Facebook? Is it Twitter? Is it your own email newsletter? What do you do?
Well, it depends on, again, where is your audience? So, and where that person is on social media. Mm-hmm. And if they're on LinkedIn, then you want to have a dialogue with them there.
Right.
It might even be not on social media. It might be someone that you meet within the community at an event, but then you go home and you invite them to be your friend or
right.
you invite them to be
right.
your connection. So then you can continue the dialogue from a face-to-face meeting.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what's another tip?
Well, one of the other tips is to identify the top 3 to 5 competitors and learn what they're doing online.
Just to see if you can get some ideas, some best practices, or just see what they're up to.
Yeah, because everything on the internet is wide open. So it's an open book. We can see everything about them. Their keywords, their description, if they're running any pay-per-click ads. We can check their inbound and their outbound links on their sites. And knowing that information allows you to make sure you're leveraging that
right.
information, be more competitive
well,
yourself.
Well, and another thing, folks, and we talked about this earlier this week, be the kind of a thought leader and an early adopter on some of these things Kathy's talking about, so they're checking you out instead of you checking them out. That's the way I like it. I want my competition to be checking me out rather than the other way around. 20 after, right back with Kathy Perry. Right after these messages, stay with us.
Some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.